The human experience of life isn't polished in perfection. So when you can ease up a little bit and let some of that human grittiness in, you're just providing a more natural way for your audience and your target market to make that human connection with you.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Marketing Should Be Fun podcast, where we believe marketing is something you get to do, not something you have to do. We hope you leave here encouraged, inspired, and a little more excited to share your gifts with the world.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Marketing Should Be Fun. My name is Austin Savage. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Kelsey Zarco. Kelsey, you got a great sweatshirt on. You are ready for the vibes today.
I do. I know. I don't know if people can see it on the video version, but it's the NFL Taylor's version. Very here for
it. And it paid off. Buying that paid off. So...
It's true. I ended up having a sick kid and couldn't even go to the party that I planned with all of my Taylor Swift decor. But I was like, at least I can still wear this sweatshirt afterwards. And it's not like awkward because they lost. So I feel good about that.
That's really funny. I actually didn't think, I mean, I knew that you had to miss the party and I was like, that's really sad. But I didn't actually know that you had planned a whole Taylor Swift themed Super Bowl party.
I mean, it wasn't like all the things, but we had like... Everybody had shirts and we had organized that. And then we had like these fun napkins that said in our football era. And the person's house we were going to, like, kind of in a funny way, jokes that he just like doesn't like Taylor Swift and he was annoyed by the whole thing. So we were like extra playing it up just to be annoying.
Right.
So, yeah.
That is pretty fun. It was a great game. And, you know, anyway, so it was good. And now the people who have been annoyed by that, well, I guess it's not over because
it's never going to be over. About it a ton. It's true, but that's okay. At least we can move on.
We can move on. All right. Well, as always, we'll start with our this or that. Apparently you have one for today. What do you got?
I do. It's my turn. You know, I could have gone a lot of places with this and I felt like I could have kept beating the Super Bowl with a stick. And it just kind of felt like, you know, maybe we've done this enough. I could have done like Andy Reid versus someone else or Travis Kelce versus Jason Kelce. But I have chosen to move on a little bit and give our listeners a break from, I mean, don't worry, some references will come up later in this episode, but I'm going to move past the NFL, the NFL world for this one. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. When you go to Instagram, do you first go to like stories or do you go to like your explore tab? Like, where do you start?
Interesting. Do you... Is it an option to go to the explore tab first?
Okay, well, it's not for me, but some people do. And so I was like, I've never asked Austin, like, where, you know, when you like open your Instagram, what's your first like reaction? Like, do you go through your feed? Do you go through your stories? Yeah, like, what's your first tap?
Yeah.
You go through your feed, not your stories.
No. Yeah. I feel like stories, I go through stories when like I am bored. I feel like stories is like when I'm, I don't know, just like passing time and just like not even thinking about it. But typically I am just like, I think probably 90% of my interactions on Instagram specifically are just in the feed. And I will just like, I end up going down the, cause I don't even go to like the Reels tab and like swipe through stuff there. Mm-hmm. I end up like, I guess I do technically go through the Reels tab, but like I click on a reel in my feed. And then when you swipe down on that, then you're like going through random, you know, content. Mm-hmm. So I end up like whenever I like need to go back to the feed, I end up like five layers deep where I'm like having to, you know, swipe through different things. So I think that's the majority of it. But I mean, every once in a while, I obviously go through stories or occasionally, I guess I will go to the explore tab. More when I'm like going to search for something, and I'll be like, oh, like, what is this? You know, I don't know, picture of this video game that I've played before or whatever. So, I don't know. What's yours?
That's funny. Mine is like the same with percentages, but opposite. Like I spend probably 90% of my time in stories.
In stories? My feed,
yes. Like I'll open my app and that's like the first thing that I like. I watched, you know, I don't watch
everyone's
stories.
There's just so many. But, it feels overwhelming to me because I just see it's like, oh my gosh, there's so many to get through, you know?
I just choose. Like there's a lot of people that I just like, I don't care. I skip through them. Sorry. But... I don't go like I rarely do I scroll my feed mostly because I feel like a lot of that is not the people that I actually want to see. This is like a whole algorithm situation.
Right.
And then I do go to my Explore page more than I used to. Do you remember the day that I texted you and I was so like, crazy. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. And then I was like, says my Explore tab. And it was like,
it was all Taylor Swift. Yeah, totally. Totally.
I feel like I go there more lately for like, this is terrible, but like news or like, you know, that's the place where I'm like, oh, let me see like what the popular, you know, like things are that are happening. So strange. But yeah, I'm mostly a stories girl. So I was just, I always like to hear what, I feel like people use the app so differently, and so it's interesting to hear.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I mean, I know that the Explore tab is based on, you know, like the content that you consume and, you know, a large majority. But I feel like I just get like more like weird content or like fringe content, I feel like, on the Explore page in comparison to when I'm like just swiping through, you know, reels or things like that.
Maybe this is telling you something about yourself. Maybe you're just maybe I do watch
just like a lot of fringe weird content. But I've been there's a video game that came out last year called Baldur's Gate 3 that I have played quite a bit, and most of my Explore page content is just Baldur's Gate 3 content.
That's so funny.
It's I don't know, kind of random. That and sports, which are just like two very end, like opposite ends of the spectrum. But
so true. Okay. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I know a little bit more about you now based on that question. So thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a really good one. Very on brand for what we do as a company. Good job.
I was trying. I felt like I just kind of rode the Taylor Swift train all the way to the station the last episode. So I needed to kind of redeem myself this time.
We had to just reset, like get a nice little like footing for the rest of the year.
I promise cool. I promise.
I think on our next episode we'll be able to start, maybe not yet, but March Madness is coming up.
I know.
And that's like my favorite. It's my favorite sports event of the year. And I'm very, very ready for that. So
yeah, I thought about it this time and I was like, it's still February. This episode's gonna come out not even in March. So we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, it's going to be a crazy March Madness year. There's no clear, like, I mean, there are some teams who are doing, you know, particularly well, but there's been a ton of upsets recently and a lot of people who are just like going back and forth. Yeah. And it's going to be a good year. So,
I mean, maybe this year you and I will do better on our agency brackets than we did last year.
We
so
won't
let's
both
hope
go out
for that.
In the first round.
Fearlessly leading the company.
Yeah. By failing. Yeah, we'll hope for the best. We'll hope for the best this year. So
it'll be fine.
Anyways, we have an actual topic planned for you today. And we always like, you know, we've had quite a few episodes where we've talked about this topic before. And it's something that we, you know, it is kind of a thread through, you know, everything that we create and really our philosophy as an agency. But it's something that we always want to come back to because for ourselves, it's always a good reminder of, you know, how content performs and the reality that, as you've heard us say before, content performs on a human level. But we just want to talk today about how you are your brand and you are, you know, one of the most valuable assets to your content marketing strategy. And by you, we mean your personality, your interests, your perspectives, your voice, your face. All of these things are such kind of crucial parts of the effectiveness of your content. And that is a very, very real thing. And we want to chat a little bit about that today. So, Kelsey, I'll throw it over to you for a second. I know this is something that we see just consistently for our clients that, you know, when we feature personal content, it performs better. Yeah. But go ahead and introduce the topic from your perspective for a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, arguably, that's what we just did on our podcast as we started out, you know, like we could have just jumped right in and just been like, let's talk about the marketing stuff. Yeah. But there's the human side of just like, let's talk about what we love and let's, you know, like have a real conversation and there's humor there. Mm-hmm. I think about even a podcast I listened to when I went out to dinner last night with a friend and driving home. And I was just like literally laughing out loud in my car at this podcast because it's the part where the people are just talking about like their real life and their real stories. And so when we connect to those people, human to human, we're more invested. We get them more. We feel like, oh, you're like me. I'm like you. There's this connection. And so it builds that trust of like, well, if I feel connected to you, I therefore also feel connected to whatever else you're sharing. And so I think it's almost like this starting point where many times we see our clients be worried about sharing that or feel like I need to keep that like behind the door and like just put the professional part forward, when arguably that is actually a strategy that hurts them more than helps them. There is of course a way to be professional with your content and still show who you are through your content. But I think I've just become more and more passionate about helping people see that is not a handicap for you. Like, don't put that behind you and feel like that has to be something you hide. Let's see how we can showcase that in a way that feels comfortable to you, or at least like, you know, maybe like pulls you one step out of your comfort zone. But that there's so much power to build an audience and to connect with your audience when you just take that step to do that.
Totally. Yeah. I can think of, I mean, literally all of our clients, you know, it's so interesting. You know, when we try like a similar post, which we've talked about this before, but like a similar post with a graphic and then like a similar post with a picture of them, you know, like same hook, but like just different. You know, typically it is going to be the video or the picture of them that performs better. Or I was just thinking, you know, we have a client that does a lot of work with marriages, and we recently featured like a behind the scenes look at this like marriage meeting that they have every week. And it got a lot of engagement because not only was it like a practical tip and like here's something that you can do, but it was like people felt like this was like, oh, this is so interesting to, you know, actually see behind the scenes and like learn a little bit about like what your life looks like. And it feels so much more real. It feels so much more kind of human, you know, beyond some of the, just like general tips that we can give, beyond some of the, you know, general kind of advice. When we're able to like contextualize that into their real life and their experience as people, we're just like as humans, so much more interested in that, because, you know, it feels like we are, because we crave connection, right? Like it feels like we are, connected, to these people that, you know, we generally kind of know of. Another random example that came to my mind, I know that we were pitching a client recently, and it's someone that I had followed for a long time. And one of the things that I shared with them in one of our conversations is that literally probably like 6 years ago, this person like posted a video about how they eat oatmeal every morning in order to like not have to make a decision for breakfast. Like there was this whole strategy to it of like, you know, how like kind of how like Mark Zuckerberg and people like only wear like black shirts, you know, so they don't have to like make silly decisions and can save their brain power for more serious ones. It was the same thing for this person with oatmeal. It was like, I eat oatmeal every single morning, and here's why, la 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 da 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 da. And now every single time I eat oatmeal, I think of this person because they took the time to, you know, share it. They contextualize it into value, but they took the time to share something that was seemingly insignificant, but really like placed themselves in, you know, my mind, for a very random, but like interesting, kind of topic. So I'm rambling, but there's some
That's a great example. I think of, you know, I know that we're going to laugh because it's a Taylor Swift reference, but it's a great example. Today, everyone's freaking out on TikTok because she posted an actual like video of herself. Like it's, you know, just like a TikTok that any of us would make. She's in a club for the after party, and she like shows Travis Kelce, and then she like swips over and like shows her parents, and she makes this awkward face, and she's like, it's a friends and family party, they say. And it's like this joke about her going, not even meaning to, but going clubbing with her parents after the Super Bowl. But people are just like flooding the comments, and the comments section is gold because everyone's like, oh my gosh, I feel like my bestie just sent this to me. And it's like, Taylor posted a real TikTok. You know, it's not one of her like produced, you know, like album advertisements or something. And I mean, the comments are just, it's worth going over and just looking at the comments to see kind of the proof behind this point of people just want to feel connected to who you are as a person and not feel like it's this, you know, like smoke and mirrors. And then like the real person is someone we don't know. And to take that a little further, what you were saying is so true about contextualizing it. I think when we share this concept, people feel like, do I need to blow up my whole strategy and do something different? Because that's overwhelming and scary and hard. And I don't want to do that. That's not what you have to do. That contextualize word is so important, because you can take the same tips you're sharing, the same value you're sharing, and contextualize it more personally. Or you can take your personal brand and the things, maybe like you're sharing more personal content, and just contextualize that into value. So it's not that you have to blow up your whole strategy. It's just, how could you shift that to either take a step in one direction or the other to be able to really just take advantage of that personal connection side and bring your value into it, or vice versa.
Yeah. I think such a big piece of it, like you were just saying, is like learning to have like a content lens, I guess, about like every sort of aspect of your life, which like takes some time to get comfortable with. But so often I feel like we think of, it's like, here's what I'm doing in my business and in my life over here. Here's the content that I'm creating generally about the industry that I'm in. And they kind of like exist in two separate sort of parts of our brain. And, you know, every once in a while they might cross over, you know, we might think of, you know, something creative, but we don't often carry like the content lens of like, you know, what am I experiencing today that would be actually a really good, you know, piece of content, or a really good kind of like, you know, introduction for value to my audience. And often like this, what we're talking about, you know, featuring your personality, featuring your perspectives, and who you are, it can often be done through really simple things like just telling a story. You know, like it can be something like you record a video about a topic, but like you're starting that video with the story of a meeting that you were just in, or, you know, the story of, you know, an interaction that you had with, you know, one of your employees or a coworker, and using that to kind of launch like, so here's a reminder about this, or here's, you know, a tip that I have about, you know, this topic, you know, simple things like that, or even like capturing your routine in a day, or, you know, something silly like, you know, for me, every time I sit down to a meeting, I have to have a new cup of coffee. And, you know, it's like something silly, but like, there's so many ways to flip that around to value of like having rhythms that work for you, or, you know, leveraging like who you are and how you, you know, structure your days and things like that. That can be, that something personal can kind of be used to launch into that value.
I think, these are great examples. It reminds me too of a client yesterday who sent me a video that we're going to use on their social, but she was just like, it's a video of her. And she's like, I got new glasses and I'm still getting used to them. Like, what do you think? And then she's like, but getting new glasses reminded me of how in marriage we want to be seen. And then she like went into this whole thing about being seen in marriage. And I was like, dang girl, that was so good. Like, I'm so proud. it was just like a great segue, but I think we can do this in so much of our content, not just social media, but social media is just like, it's a softball pitch to be able to do this. Because first of all, we say this all the time too. People get on social media to be social. They want to connect with people, not just be sold something or be like told something. They want that connection, that back and forth transaction. And social just makes this easy, because practically like, things like B-roll are so popular right now on social, especially on Instagram or, you know, TikTok reels, or putting them on reels or even shorts. Like, put your video, your camera up and just have a video going of you like making breakfast for your kids, or, you know, getting ready in your office and put whatever value you want to say on top of that. Like, that's a simple, simple shift, super practical, of just being able to slowly start to give people some behind the scenes or some look into like who you are, and not having to totally rewrite your whole content.
And there are probably some listeners who, you know, kind of represent a brand that like isn't just them, right? Like that isn't just like, you know, their personality. And so obviously like a lot of what we have talked about so far is, you know, like if, you know, if you have like a personal brand, or if you're, you know, building a business, you know, how are you kind of contextualizing aspects of your day to feature your personality and who you are? But I think the same thing can still be done even in a larger company, or, you know, a company that has, you know, a lot of team members, or, you know, that represents people across like, you know, a wide, like a lot of locations, you know, like a lot of different things. There are still a lot of ways that you can think through your content, not just in a separated way from, you know, the real day to day of your business, which a lot of companies do. Like a lot of companies are creating content that is promotional, that is, you know, value driven, but like in a disconnected way. And you know, that is really kind of separate from who they are. And there's some really cool things. You know, we've worked with, you know, quite a few large clients. Yeah. And you know, we have one client that operates globally. And you know, they've been able to do some really cool things with, like, you know, even just featuring like stories of, you know, the people that they are trying to reach, or, you know, the people who use their products, and not just in like a salesy way, but just in a way of like celebrating the people, that they are supporting. Yeah. And, you know, the same kind of thing can be done of just like giving space in your content to your team and to people who, you know, are kind of providing this product or this experience or this service, you know, to the people that your company supports. You know, all of these things, there's ways that we can really make your content more human. And in a way, even if it's not just like, okay, people want to connect with this one person, the principle is still the same, is that people want to connect with people. And as we're thinking about, you know, our strategy and the content that we want to create, we can't be scared of featuring, you know, people. We can't be scared of that, because at the end of the day, you know, even if it's less polished, even if it's, you know, less, branded, it still is, it's built, it's often going to build more trust because the frame of it is connection, instead of just content or promotion.
Yeah. Yeah. The human experience of life isn't polished and perfection. So when you can ease up a little bit and let some of that human grittiness in, you're just providing a more natural way for your audience and your target market to make that human connection with you, which then builds trust, which then leads to decision making. And that's why we do what we do.
That is why we do what we do. So again, we just always like to come back to this topic. And, you know, I'm sure we probably could have, you know, dove deeper into different aspects of this. But at the end of the day, you know, the kind of purpose of this episode was is just to remind you of the reality that content performs on a human level. And because it performs on a human level, who you are as a person, as a human, matters in the content that you are creating. It, you know, matters that you are developing confidence to feature yourself and feature, you know, your product confidently, and, you know, developing kind of that lens to make content easier for you by being willing to, you know, see the content opportunities throughout your day, and, you know, really start kind of contextualizing some of what you have to share with your audience through your very real human experiences each and every day. So if this is a new topic for you, or something that you know are interested in exploring more, we do have some other pieces of content about this. I know that we've recorded some other episodes about this topic, so we will link those in the description of this episode, whether you're watching on YouTube or anywhere else. And if you know, this is something that you're wanting help with, and how to, you know, feature yourself, or you know, think through your content marketing strategy, we would love to work with you. We have some client openings currently, and it would be fun to partner on content marketing together. So as always, we are cheering you on, and we will see you right back here for the next episode of Marketing Should Be Fun. Let's go.
Hey, thanks for listening in to today's episode of the Marketing Should Be Fun podcast. We share an episode every other week, so make sure to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. We'd also love to connect with you on social, so come hang out on Instagram at savagecontent.co or sign up for email updates on our website. All right, friend, here's your reminder that marketing is something you get to do, not something you have to do. We'll see you next time.